This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Major ruling that came across the Supreme Court. And if you will remember, five justices on the Supreme Court changed the law of the land and said that it was okay for the LGBT community to be able to get married. And they took the definition of marriage and turned it into something that was not the definition of marriage that we got from God. How many remember that? What I remember most about that is that the church was all uptight. The next day on Facebook and on social media, all the Christians didn't look real saved. Nah, you ain't even trying. Come on now. I saw things like, "We going to hell in a handbasket. What's going on in the church? What are they trying to do? You can't even be a Christian." How many know what I'm talking about? Did anybody read Facebook the next day, or was it just me? Come on, amen. Christian businesses were being shut down and fined because they refused to serve people that were gay that wanted to be married. And Christians were uptight, and political candidates were on TV holding people's arms up going, "We got to pray." Y'all remember that? Some of y'all still ticked off about it, I can tell. Come on now, amen. But we've seen this erosion of Christian principles in the culture, and it hasn't just happened in 2015. It's been happening for quite some time. We're not the same nation we were as far as Christianity goes that we were the decade before, or the decade before that, or the decade before that. We had a charismatic renewal in the 70s. We had the spirit of revival sweep across the land in the 50s. The turn of the century, we had an outpouring of the spirit in this nation that literally the whole city of New York City became born again. So we've seen renewal and revival shake our nation, and then we've seen the church give back the territory back to the enemy through the generations. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Amen. We saw this past year that tax dollars now are just out there and okay to fund abortions. And most people in the church today believe that abortion is wrong. Most people in the church would consider themselves to be pro-life and not pro-choice, and would say that that's an evil thing to take the life of a baby. Come on, somebody. But now that we feel like we're being forced, many people in the church feel like they're being forced to pay for abortions with their own money that they pay towards the government. Because let me know, the United States government, we don't have a king. Amen. Come on, amen. The president's called a public servant. Somebody help me. Amen. It's we the people. When you pay tax to yourself. You don't. The Bible says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. In this country, you are Caesar. Not the president, not the House, not the Senate, not the judicial branch. You are Caesar. We render taxes unto ourselves so that we can underpin society, because we're a free democracy, we're a free republic, we're a free society. How many understand how that works? Amen. So what we see is we've seen that there's been some shift in the culture of our government that's taking our tax dollars that we're supposed to be spending on ourselves and using them for things that Christians would not necessarily use them for. And what it has done is it sparked a lot of controversy and a lot of fear in the body of Christ. A lot of people are afraid today in the church. A lot of people are becoming preppers. They're digging holes and putting, you know, in caves and buying pork and beans to feed them for years to come in case the whole world blows up. I'm not making fun of preppers. I think you ought to have something going, because I don't know about you, but when the hurricane went through and we didn't have no power for 2 weeks, I wish I was a prepper. I wish I had a generator on my house with 2 weeks of gas. I don't know. It was hot. I mean, it's okay a little bit, all right? Come on now, amen. But it feels like there's been an assault against anything Christian, and there seems to be no end in sight. I got news for you. It's going to get worse. We must be prepared for the fact that the culture is not run by Christianity. The culture is run by the God of this world, who seeks to destroy humanity. And because he has his way and his influence in the world today, the cosmos, the governmental systems that work, that are operated through greed and through people that are power hungry, what you see is you see this culmination of people's rights being abused and the Christian way of life beginning to leave our society, and a more greedy, selfish way of living coming in. How many know what I'm talking about? So the question is how do we live fearless in these uncertain times? How do we live this audacious life when it feels like our very freedom as Christians is at stake, when it feels like we're living on the defensive, like we always have to defend our point of view and explain to people why we know what's right and why they're wrong? I mean, that's a bad place to be sometimes. Huh? But how do we live fearless? How do we live this audacious life? So I want to take this beginning of this year, we're going to take the next 8 to 10 weeks, maybe 12 weeks, and we're going to talk about what it means to live fearlessly. To live fearless in the uncertain times that we live in. How to be the ambassadors that God's called us to be and not be sucked into the culture, but become a light in the dark world and change the very world that we live in. Amen? Somebody say audacious. Audacious means this: extremely bold or daring, recklessly brave or fearless. I don't know about you, but I'd rather live fearless than fearful. I've been fearful before. It ain't no fun. I'd rather not be afraid of the things that are in the world that I live in. I'd rather be in a place where I know that I have a God that I can trust that looks out for my interests, and fear can't take a hold of me. Amen? How many of you know Christians have to live in a culture that has increasingly become anti-Christian today, not just in the United States of America, but all across Europe? Now, don't get me wrong, because Christianity today is the fastest growing religion in the world. It just is not the fastest growing religion in America. It's exploding across the continent of Africa, and it's exploding across the continent of Asia and Asia Minor right now. Christianity is like a wild blaze sweeping across the land, because wherever you see oppression come, wherever you see people come against Christianity, wherever people are martyred for the name of Jesus, their blood becomes the seedbed for a new harvest of Christians to come into the kingdom. We've seen that throughout history from the very beginning, 2,000 years ago when the church was started. Amen? How many know that our purpose as believers today does not change because the culture around us begins to change? See, I think one of the biggest things that we see in the body of Christ today is we see a Christian culture that begins to shift and change with the culture that they live in when God's called us to be salt, when He's called us to be light. Come on, amen? Our text today is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. If you have your Bibles, you can turn there. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 3. He says, I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to the remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of what?
Fear.
God has not given us a spirit of what?
Fear.
A spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Somebody say the audacious life. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for your anointing in this house. Lord, I thank you for entrance into every heart, every man and woman and child within the sound of my voice, Lord. I thank you, God, that I could walk the corridors of their heart with truth that brings revelation, that brings freedom. Lord, that we would learn how to trust you in these uncertain times. Lord, when it looks like everything is not going to work out, when it looks like everything has fallen apart, Lord, when it feels like we can't hold on anymore, Father, I pray, God, that we would have a resounding power of your spirit of revelation rise up in us, God, that would cause us to live fearlessly in the times that we live, that would cause us to live boldly. Lord, that we don't back up, but Lord, we increase your kingdom by faith. Father, I speak and declare this in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. How many of you know that the mission of the church in our country today has been so saturated with so much teaching and so much preaching that oftentimes we don't know what the heck we're doing or where we're going? We've developed so many different denominations in the church, so many different philosophies in the church, so many different teachings in the church, that most of the time the body of Christ finds itself in a place of chaos because we don't always believe the same things. Come on, how many know that? So what we have a lot of times is in the midst of the revelation that God wants to give us, we have a lot of times in the body today a lot of chaos and confusion because we all believe different truths. Can I just tell you today, there's one truth. There's one revelation. And a lot of times, because we have these different understandings, there's a lot of things that get misunderstood in the body of Christ through the teaching. This year, all of our lives have been impacted. The whole body of Christ in this nation has been impacted. The Christian traditions that a lot of us were raised in this country seem to be going away. And we've made this shift to a more secular way of life, a more secular understanding of living. Especially when the five Supreme Court judges made this ruling in the middle of the year. It was like a spiritual shift that just said, man, it feels like we're losing the battle on what is righteous, on what is good. So that means that as a nation, this decision has put us in opposition to God's word. It's taken something that is a lifestyle that was once hidden from public view, and it's put the seal of approval from our judicial system on it and a validation on a certain way of living that we would say is no, it's not godly, and it's contrary to God's word. As a believer, we wouldn't want to have anything to do with that. But listen, that does not give believers and the church permission to retreat from the mission that is on our life. It happened in the 70s and it happened in the 60s. Rulings that have come down through the Supreme Court, things that have changed in our nation that have been ungodly, does not take away the fact that you are a person of mission. Somebody shout, I'm a person of mission. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a missions department because we have a church. And we don't have an outreach department because we have a church. We have a church because we have a mission. We have a church because we have outreach that needs to be done in the community. There's people that are lost. There's people that are hurting. There's people that are deceived. There's people, come on somebody, there's people that need hope because they're in a place of hopelessness. We have a mission in this house to change lives, to speak truth, to give grace, to bring peace. Come on, amen. Jesus said as his disciples, he said this to them. He said, you are to be salt and light. The life I live as a Christian must be salt and light every place I go. I can't just be a Christian on Sunday morning. I got to be a Christian when I don't feel like being a Christian. I got to love people when they're nasty. I got to love people when they're mean to me. I got to love people even when I want to smack them right in the mouth. I still got to love them. Nah, come on, amen. My calling in this life is to be light. The world that I live in, I'm supposed to bring the light to it. I'm supposed to illuminate the way for people to come to the Lord, for people to understand that there's a better way. There's good news. There's a place that you can live where it's good and you can eat the good of the land and there's prosperity and there's, you ain't got to suffer. You ain't got to be captive to your own mind and your own problems and your own addictions and come on, in your own indulgences. You can be free today because God has made a way of freedom. How many of you believe that? I got to learn how to bring light into every place that is dark. How many know today darkness can never overcome the light? How many, when you flip the light switch on, darkness don't go, hey, I ain't moving. No, when you turn the lights on, darkness got to go. Darkness said, I get out of here. I'm getting out of here. I don't know what that is. When you flip the light on, darkness goes and hides in the corner. It tucks away in the shadows. Come on, darkness can't stay in light. Come on, somebody. A lot of times we get to the place in the culture where we just think it's so dark out there and it's so bad out there. What's the point in trying to be a light? What's the point in trying to be salt? What's the point in being a witness? We think I can't shine in this place no more. But how many of you know darker the night, brighter the light? When it gets really ugly out there, when it gets really bad out there, that's when you're going to shine the most, baby. That's when you put a smile on your face and you talk about the grace of God and darkness begins to flee. You walk into a room and an atmosphere begins to change. You say, why? Because you showed up and you got God on the inside of you. Amen. That's why we got to recognize that it don't matter how dark the world becomes, it does not change my mission. No matter how bad it gets out there, it does not change my mission. No matter what laws they pass, it doesn't change my mission. No matter what they say about me, it doesn't change my mission. No matter if they try to shut the church down and put it up for sale, it don't change my mission. My mission is still to be light. If they make it illegal in the country to be a born-again believer, it still don't change my mission. Because I've been called to be light. I wish somebody would shout today. Somebody shout, I'm light. I wonder if I got any believers in here today. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, 17 and 19, Jesus makes this statement. He says this, he says, all authority has been given me in heaven and earth. That means that he is the ultimate authority of everything that happens. Jesus is the boss. He's the authority. Nothing gets done without his say-so. And then after he said that, he said, now therefore go into all the world and make disciples. You say, I'm called, but I don't know what I'm called to do. Well, let me tell you what Jesus said you're supposed to do. Go into all the world and make disciples. And you say, well, what does that mean, Pastor? Does that mean I got to go home and sell my house and pack up a bag and get on an airplane and get dropped off somewhere in the Sudan and start preaching where there's lions that might eat me? No, that's not what it means. Come on, somebody. Amen. Literally in the Greek language, it says it this way. He doesn't just say, go like you're going to pack a bag and go overseas and be a missionary and you're going to have to eat out of a can of beans every day and live off the land. That's not what he's talking about. He's saying, because I have all authority in heaven and earth, as you go, do the work of making disciples. That means everywhere you go on your daily journey. When you get up in the morning and go to work, make disciples. When you get up in the morning and get ready for school and get on the school bus, make disciples. When you show up at Walmart, make disciples. Everywhere you go, make disciples. Everything you say, have a point in what you're saying that'll turn somebody to the knowledge that God loves them and begin to make disciples. He's given you all authority to be able to do it. So it really don't matter what happens in the culture. You've got the authority to go and make disciples. Come on, somebody say, I'm going to make some disciples. If there's ever a time in the history of the church that we need to understand and recognize that we have the authority to do what God's called us to do, it is today. We got people living in fear everywhere. You turn on the news on CNN or Fox News, and by 8 o'clock at night, you can't sleep because your stomach's all in knots from all the bad stuff you watch happen because it's so rotten out there. You can't take it. I want to tell you, you are more than a conqueror. Amen. Somebody say, I'm more.
I'm more.
Listen, the truth is today, we are set in a world that is really no different than the world a year ago, no different than the world 100 years ago, no different than a world 1,000 years ago, no different than the world 2,000 years ago. Evil and the culture has been progressing under the master of this world. You think it's bad now? Try living in the Middle Ages. Go read about it. You'll be glad you got air conditioner in your car. Now, come on now. The truth is we live in a world that's under an evil dictator who desires to destroy every man's life and every woman's life. The God of this world has not changed his mind about what he wants to accomplish in this world. He wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. He wants to rob you. He wants to bind you up in sin. He wants you to be bound in addiction. He wants you to feel hopeless, and he wants you to feel lost, and then he wants to carry you to hell after you lived here miserable all the days of your life. He's got the same strategy that he's had for thousands of years. It has not changed. But listen to me. Listen to me. The people of God who have the authority to see people of this world transformed cannot change their mind about what their mission is. You cannot be intimidated. We have got to live fearless.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.